So it's Wednesday, and I think that my guest Merrill Reese here inside the studio has calmed down from the Sunday win over the Baltimore Ravens. Merrill, hello.
Hi.
And that was one of the most fun environments, most physical games, fun games, exhilarating moments that had it in quite a while here.
It was. And we will remember this one for quite a while because of its physicality. And I think what you're talking about, the atmosphere where the crowd really came on and performed as the 12th man for the defense. It was great.
You know, we talked about this game against the Ravens being last week at this time being kind of a litmus test in many ways.
A barometer.
So now what do you know about the Eagles?
They're good. That defensively, they are a very, very good football team. And offensively, they are making strides. They're not there yet, but they are making strides. They're talented offensively. I'm a little bit concerned because we have said many times that the NFL is a war of attrition, and they lost, of course, their great left tackle going into the season, and now they lose the anchor of the offensive line in Jason Kelce. So I think that hurts. But the fact of the matter is it's a talented team, and it's the old case of next man up, and I like the fact that the guy who is putting those pieces together and coordinating them for game day has a name of Howard Mudd, which connotates the best there is in the National Football League at coaching offensive linemen, and he'll find a way to make it work.
Merrill, two last-minute drives to win games. I can't remember that's happened here for quite a while, if ever, back-to-back. Maybe McNabb's early years had some of those games.
I don't remember two winning last-minute drives like that back-to-back.
I can't remember specifically. But what do you think it does for this football team?
Has to give it a lift, gives it confidence that no matter what, they can find a way to do it at the very end. Although what you hope it doesn't do is allow them to think that, oh, well, we can come back at the end and not play with the sense of urgency from the first possession on.
It seemed to me that the play calling in the red zone after that first possession, the interception, no, I wouldn't say it was conservative, but they kind of made it just a little bit easier for Michael Vick. I still wonder what's going through his mind when he's trying to make all these plays. He doesn't need to be this. How do you, Andy, how do you minimize the turnovers? Do you take the ball out of his hands?
No, you don't take the ball out of his hands. I think Michael has to do that himself. You know, we talk about Michael Vick, and I've had other people come up to me. I had a writer at practice the other day say to me, not at practice, because that's outside of practice, say to me, you know, I like a quarterback who manages a game better, who is a decision maker. I mean, he said to me, a great decision maker is Peyton Manning. He doesn't make these bad decisions. So I pick up the paper this morning and I read the quotes from Peyton Manning where he was asked the fact that he threw three interceptions in one quarter.
But that's one game.
I know it's one game, yeah. But the interesting thing is Peyton Manning said it had nothing to do with his neck surgery or anything physical, that he made bad decisions. Eli Manning, who has quarterbacked the Giants to two Super Bowls and is great in the fourth quarter, had three interceptions on Sunday against Tampa Bay. So those things do happen. Michael himself is the first to tell you that he's got to make better decisions. And I think he made a lot of very good decisions on Sunday. Unfortunately, he took them out of the drive, out of scoring territory with that first pick, but they got it right back because the defense went to work.
I don't think that the question is not one game. You're picking out isolated incidents with the Mannings. Michael's been doing this now since 2011, beginning of the season.
Yeah, but I'm not somebody who will just say, well, that's Michael.
Okay.
Because I believe Michael wants to be the best quarterback that he can possibly be. Nobody has any more heart or desire to be that kind of quarterback. And you can talk about his instinct where he wants to make a play, where he wants to go in there and find a way not to be stopped. But I think he's learned. I don't think he made a lot of bad decisions in this game. And if he takes this game as a building block, and look, he's going to throw interceptions. They're all going to throw interceptions. But minimizes the times that he tries to force the ball into coverage, throw across his body. You see, the great Michael Vick is going to roll out as far as he possibly can to that left sideline and find a way to throw a dart to Jeremy Maclin, who catches it just with the 2 feet staying in bounds.
It's very difficult for him.
There it is right there.
He's so competitive. He's such a playmaker. He's such a superstar who's made plays his whole life. How do you teach restraint? How do you kind of
Andy says, I want Michael to be Michael. But I don't think that means that he doesn't want Michael to modify his approach. The difference is not to change, but to modify, to take all of the wonderful things that he can do, use all of these great talents, and yet just play a little bit more carefully. Mm-hmm. That you're down on the, and I heard Michael say this, incidentally, and I thought this was pretty interesting, that he has to realize that there's time down there. Just be conservative. Come away, 3 points is better than no points. Come down there and do it. Now, I'm not saying take away your aggressiveness, but there's a time to be aggressive, and there's a time to be careful.
Yeah, I mean, don't you get the sense, Merrill, watching this team and the parts are in place, and certainly the offensive line is absolutely going to be a question mark. The Cardinals now have a book on Dallas Reynolds, and they're going to attack what they think his weaknesses are.
Well, I don't think they have a book on Dallas Reynolds.
They have a folder.
Part of a chapter.
They have a folder. But they have some samples to look at.
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore Ravens had no real samples to look at. The point is this. Do you get the sense that if they can just minimize these mistakes, and it's not just Michael Vick, it's LeSean McCoy, 2 lost fumbles in 2 games, Bryce Brown, the fumble as well, how this offense can be just outstanding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When have we seen talent like this right across the board? Although, again, I am concerned about the offensive line.
Sure.
I would be dishonest if I didn't tell you that I am concerned when you take away 2 pieces like this, and actually a third, because King Dunlop was playing pretty well, and he went out with a hamstring. So now you're going to the third person to play. I mean, Jason Peters, of course, never made the season. But then now you're talking about they brought in Demetrius Bell, and he wasn't quite ready. And you brought in King Dunlop, and he did pretty well, better than a lot of people
expected. But I was encouraged, by the way, Demetrius played on Sunday.
Again, we saw a few snaps.
Yeah.
We saw a few snaps. You said the book hasn't been written yet.
Okay.
We'll see more. Although Howard Mudd seems to feel that Demetrius Bell has made strides and that he can play that position. And I like the fact that they picked up Steve Vallos, which will give them depth at the center position.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that they can do, but again, the offensive line is not going to be as good as the one we envisioned with Jason Peters and Jason Kelce.
Merrill, the defense, however, seems to be better than maybe I thought it was. I'll speak for myself. They are fast. They are sure. The linebacker play has been outstanding. The cornerback's terrific. I think the safeties have been outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you look up front, and they're getting to the quarterback with 4-man pressure for the most part. I love what Juan is doing, and I love the talent that's been assembled here on defense.
Oh, I do too. I could not agree with you more. I love the fact that you have D'Amico Ryans looking like the player that he was supposed to be when they got him, and then he didn't have an especially impressive preseason. But he was just feeling his way through the defense. But now that the light is on, he goes for it. And
mm-hmm.
and he plays aggressively, and he is a big-time player. And I said going into the season that Michael Kendricks will make a bigger impact than any rookie defensive player that they have had in years, and he already has.
Wow.
He's a special player.
Yeah.
And one guy you didn't mention, you talked about the safeties and, of course, the corners, but the other guy, I thought that the decision to release Hoseelio Hanson was partially an economic decision, because there's only so many guys that you can keep, and you're spending it on a young player for the future in Brandon Boykin. But let me tell you something. Brandon Boykin, right now, is an upgrade as the nickelback.
Sure. Sure.
Right now, and this is only 2 games into the season.
Yeah, terrific athlete and just young, and you see the legs and the leaping ability. I mean, he really has played very, very well. When you look at the Arizona Cardinals, I mean, one of the questions is, how in the world are they 2-0? They've been very solid. They haven't turned the football over. What do you make of this football team on Sunday?
I think they are defensively scary. They have some very, very talented football players defensively. They have one of the great young players in the game, and Patrick Peterson, who is not only a great cover guy, but he is also a tremendous return man.
Amazing, right.
Last year he set tied an NFL record with 4 punt return touchdowns, and that was his rookie year.
Right.
So every time the ball is in his hands for a punt, there's the kind of danger that you worry about when you have people like Devin Hester.
Yeah.
That's scary. But defensively, they are very good. Offensively, I think that Kevin Cobb has done a good job over the last couple of weeks. But the real talent of that team is number 11. That's Larry Fitzgerald.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he might be. He might be. No, I'm not going to say the best ever. But he might be the best wide receiver in the National Football League right now.
I would agree with that.
If you were going to pick a number one, I mean, there are others. There's Andre Johnson, who's
Calvin
amazing.
Johnson, and
Calvin
Andre
Johnson.
Johnson.
You know, your Johnsons. Pick your Johnsons. They're great. But if I were to pick one, just one, who was the total package, I might pick Larry Fitzgerald.
So what did the Eagles do against him, Earl? Last year, 7 catches, 146, 2 touchdowns. Terrible job by the Eagles defense against really the prime threat the Cardinals have.
Yeah, but it's a different defense.
Yeah.
It's a different defense. And now you have DRC, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, on the outside, and he's been the best player. I thought he was the best defensive player in camp, the way he performed day in and day out. He's just extended that into the season where he's been wonderful.
We'll get to Kevin Cobb in a second. Yeah, Merrill, the Eagles have forever, that I can remember, Jake Plummer, Boomer Esiason, whoever it is, very tough to win. When they were the Phoenix Cardinals, now that they're the Arizona Cardinals, why is it so hard to go out to the desert and win this game?
Well, they used to have trouble beating them in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And obviously,
Jim Hart.
Last year, they beat them. The Arizona Cardinals beat them here. But that was a different kind of day. You will remember that was the day that DeSean Jackson got benched and not permitted to dress for the game. And then a few plays into the game, Jeremy Maclin went down with an injury. And Michael Vick hurt his ribs, and it was just a total mess. So I think that if you look at this Eagles team, I think they're going to go down there and perform very well.
All right, last one for you. Kevin Cobb, what do you expect on Sunday from our former starting quarterback here?
I think they will give him more pressure than he is able to effectively handle.
Okay. Good. I like that.
I believe it.
Make him rush the football out of his hands, get it out of his hands, and short passes.
Yeah.
All right, Merrill, we'll have a great trip out to to Arizona, and let's hope we come back.
I mean, you're coming too, right?
I will be with you, actually.
Okay.
I'm almost surgically attached to you
okay.
on the flights. Merrill Reese, we thank you for coming into the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.